Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Christina Bell with No Vacancy. Welcome.
Well, thanks.
So tell us about your internet connection to your house. I start working for you.
Unfortunately, where we live, we have a tough time with it sometimes. It's not fun in Brookhaven area.
Really?
And then we've been having some troubles in Chamblee too. Our internet's been going in and out all day yesterday and the day before. And C-League properties we rent over in the Chamblee Doraville area.
Well, that's a great area.
Yeah.
Great part of town. So why don't you tell us a little bit about No Vacancy? How are you serving folks?
Sure. Well, I've had my real estate license since 2003, actually, and started out in the Buckhead area and sold a couple of things here and there. But I come from a marketing background.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, excuse me, I got into the home staging business in 2005.
So home staging, what does that even mean?
And home staging. basically, what we're working with is, you know, working with agents and sellers who have properties that they want to list
home
for sale.
Staging.
That's
the activity of home staging.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to, is the fact that we work with them. And then what we're going to do is help them get that home in more marketable condition to sell. And we're bringing in furnishings if it's a vacant home, mm-hmm, and staging some of the more important rooms.
So you make it look like it's like a...
like a model show home
rather than a house.
Well, I mean, do you want to make it look presentable to obviously appeal to the broadest range of potential buyers, mm-hmm, is what you're trying to do.
So now, do you get to decide kind of from a design standpoint what it should look like, or is a real estate person saying, hey, you know what, this, we're going after this type of a market, so make it this type of market friendly?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that question, because nowadays, due to the popularity of HGTV, home staging now is very hot and popular. Was not so popular back in 2005. It was there to be used as a marketing tool, mm-hmm, but now it's become more of a necessity. And agents and sellers are learning more and more about it because they're seeing how the Property Brothers and all the HGTV people are using it even to flip houses. Yes, we're actually really seeing that the sellers and the agents are getting more involved with this home staging process. And they're asking us for specific types of furniture. They want a certain look. It's been interesting because usually they just kind of left it up to the stagers to take care of. But now they seem to know more because of technology.
Right.
And they can go online and do their own research and try to do it themselves. But they really should use a professional home stager.
Now, is there any data that says if you stage a home versus not staging a home that you'll get a higher price?
Yes, there are statistics out there. I brought some with me. Basically, you know, there are a lot of vacant properties out there, and if they remain empty, they're probably going to sit longer days on market.
That's the metric, longer days on market.
Longer days on market. They're going to try to lowball them. You know, once you do one price reduction, that agent's probably going to do a couple more right after that. And, mm-hmm, you know, unfortunately, the seller's not making money. They're going to be losing money at that time. But you obviously want to utilize home staging to appeal to that broad buyer market, drive the buyer traffic, especially because online is where everybody's going.
Right. That's where they're looking.
That's where everybody's looking. And, you know, the biggest percentage of buyers right now is millennials. Hello. And they're using technology like crazy. They're even buying without even going to the house to look at it.
To actually see it in person.
Yeah.
Based
on the photos. That's a new Redfin's, you know, kind of article that came out recently that I actually read it yesterday and I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, that's a big buyer market that's growing every day. And they're picky. I mean, basically agents and sellers out there need to make sure that house is moving ready, because these millennials don't want to spend time flipping and renovating and updating.
Up.
They're not interested.
They want
easy move-in. Yeah, ready to go.
And then for you, when you're working with a customer, your customer is a real estate agent primarily.
Primarily real estate agents over the years, but in the past year or so, the sellers are getting smart. They're finding our websites. They're typing in home staging or home staging Atlanta.
Even though they have a house full of stuff.
Yeah, they are, because they need somebody to help them obviously get rid of decluttering. There's that type of home staging as well, where we focus on homes that might be still occupied. Mm-hmm. And those people basically need to go in and remove furnishings, possibly, maybe even move out of their home, because if their furniture is just not up to par, we might as well start from scratch and bring in furnishings that are more current. Because again, the buyers these days are just super picky. They don't want to look at grandma's furnishings and traditional style. So
now for you, do you just own warehouses of furniture, or is it something that when that house comes up, then you have to go and they can't buy the furniture, right? Or they rent the furniture?
They can buy the furniture, but it's basically almost like a rental type process. But, you know, there are home stagers out there. They're little guys that may own a couple sets of furnishings and maybe have a storage space. Mm-hmm. And they maybe work with vacant houses. There's some home stagers that only work with occupied homes. We work with mostly vacant homes. Mm-hmm. And I've grown out of my house to warehouse space or storage space. And then we moved to a huge 5,000 square foot warehouse space.
Right. So you have a bunch of furniture.
So I own a lot of furniture. Yeah. We own a lot of furniture. Yes. We deploy it out. We move it from property to property is the goal.
Right.
Focusing on the vacant homes, I see so many here in Atlanta. And then read an article in the Georgia Realtor magazine that, there's a huge percentage of homes across the nation that are sitting vacant. And it's 1.5%, I think. And they were saying that's about 17 million homes in the U.S. that are vacant nationwide. Crazy. So it's a market that real estate agents could tap into, mm-hmm. that's for sure. Because there's a lot of them out there. I market them like literally every day. And I'm disappointed if agents are not, pushing it. They are. They're trying. It's the sellers that are just not wanting to spend the money in some cases.
But they have unrealistic expectations, the sellers?
Right now, it's obviously a good seller's market, but also a buyer's market too. If anybody's wanting to sell their house, it's a great time to sell because there's not enough inventory. I mean, the inventory is still low. I mean, I think it was only 14,000 maybe homes for sale.
14,000, that's it?
Well, inventory-wise, wow. It needs to be a lot more than that. The numbers are just still low. And then anything that goes on the market for sale sometimes may even go under contract before it even gets listed. And people are snapping up houses everywhere in Atlanta. The west side of Atlanta is very hot right now.
Let's talk about other hot parts of town. Is it just the west side, or is it in town more than outside the perimeter?
There's just new construction. As you notice, you'll drive everywhere. There's new construction all over the place. West side of Atlanta, they're saying that the Beltline is kind of making its way from East Atlanta over to the west side. The houses there are being kind of snapped up because they're good deals.
What about downtown, like by the old Brave Stadium and Grant Park and that?
We've done some around those areas too. I think all of that's going to be developing more and more definitely over the years. I mean, there's still people flipping houses, put it that way. Lots of investors.
So are you bullish in that world? Are you involved in that?
Well, I'm not involved in it. No thanks. I just stick to the home staging part of it. But, we work a lot with flipper and investors mostly and builders. There's a lot of that since that's taking place right now. Some of these people are out of state. They're not even here. I mean, they don't even, I'm like, well, who is helping you with the contracting and all? And they have other people that are, I guess, on the ground and they're working with real estate agents. But, it's interesting, but it's nice to see because like Edgewood, Kirkwood, Cabbage Town and all that area is growing.
Just blowing up.
Yeah, it is. And, maybe it could have been the entertainment industry, Tyler Perry bringing his studios there on Krog Street way back when.
Right.
And now he's moving out. Where is he going now? I think he's out by the
south of the airport. Right.
Yeah. So it's been interesting. The entertainment industry has definitely made impact a little
and
bit.
And also
there
they have higher expectations, though you're used to spending a lot more money when they're from California. So they come into our world and they're like, these are the greatest deals on the planet.
Yeah. Well, from a real estate perspective, it's been very interesting. A friend of mine was working with somebody who has tapped into the entertainment industry as far as a real estate perspective. Mm-hmm. And what they're looking for is these studios and production companies are wanting to buy buildings or rent a building. And they're renting out spaces. So, you know, it could be not necessarily Selig, but maybe Portman buildings and some of those. I mean, they have like a representative basically who, you know, represents the buildings that they have and are offering them to, you know, studios for rental rates or this or that. And they have people who are literally there and having to make sure that, you know, there's somebody that's setting up and that everything's going well and the building has electricity and whatever else. So, it's been interesting to see that real estate perspective there with the entertainment industry.
Right, that changed the
demand.
The mm-hmm. Now, back to your company, No Vacancy Home Staging. You recently won a big award.
Won a big award.
Top 10 home stager of the
year. Yeah, there are two actually home staging organizations out there. There's Home Staging and Redesign Association, and there's also the larger nationwide organization called RESA, which is the Real Estate Staging Association. And they have a big convention actually coming up in Las Vegas in July that I'll be attending. But the HRSA was a top home stager of the year, along with some other stagers as well. We had met in November in Texas and had a big convention there. And they presented that award, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. And I kind of did the Atlanta Agent Magazine. There's a who's who of Atlanta real right. estate, which is kind of fun.
And then you also teach classes on home staging for real estate agents?
Yes, that's becoming more popular now. A lot of the stagers nationwide are taking advantage of offering 3-hour CE type
continuing
credits.
Education
yes,
credits
continuing
because they
education.
Have so many.
I do too. So right. I have my real estate license. I got to get it.
Right.
Get those 3 hours. It's 36 hours that you need to renew your license here in Georgia. I think you renew it every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see because there's still agents out there today that still have never used home staging at all. And they need to know because it is now becoming more and more of a necessity. And these sellers are expecting it in the listing and marketing right. presentation. So it's a great class. I teach 1 to 2 a month. Mm-hmm. I do one at my warehouse sometimes. People sit in my decor room with a big, huge overhead projector that I have in there and I leave up. And then sometimes I teach it over at Palmer House Properties up at the Buckhead office there. That's where I have my license hanging, mm-hmm. actually. It teaches them tips, checklists, to-dos, paint colors.
Right.
And the nice thing is that all the information, I actually have it at their fingertips because it's all on my website.
Right.
I created our website so that real estate agents could use it
as an
tool.
Education.
They right. can, or they could pop it up on their iPad, laptop, or their cell phone if they quickly have to show their client, you know, pictures of, you know, staging of furniture right. that I have or tips or show them a couple paint colors from Sherwin-Williams that we offer.
So now, any tips for the seller for the coming months? I guess this is we're now in the Super Bowl of selling houses, right?
Yes, this is the real estate season right now right. in Atlanta for
spring
sure.
Spring and summer.
It sometimes slows down a little bit over the summer vacations last minute, right. and then it picks back up again in the fall before the holidays. So, right now it's definitely the exterior. I mean, the first impressions, they're right there at the curb right now, especially.
So you got to get the plants right.
Landscaping, plants, put some flowers out, freshly paint the door, put a new welcome doormat mm-hmm. out, you know, the simple things, but clear away the clutter and just kind of emphasize the outdoor spaces too. It's not only about the inside of the
right.
home. Just kind of bringing a little bit, you know, the current trends right now are, you know, bringing the outdoors in more kind of natural effects and using more greenery and flowers and that type of things, bringing it indoors to kind of add more of a warm feel for buyers and opening up the windows and the blinds and letting more natural light in. Mm-hmm. The days are a little bit longer now too.
Right. And the weather's been perfect lately.
Yeah, the weather's been great.
Right, so it's cooperating.
Yes, cooperating for sure.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about what you're up to, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Sure. People reach me on our website all the time on the contact us page at novacancy-atl.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can inquire about quotes or any other information and, they can reach me as well.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being a guest today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We'll be right back.